It's Thoughtful Throwback Thursday on the original station for Tech Talk Tips and Observations. This is your Tech Concierge, Avi Uniglick, and we're going to take a look back today. Throw out some Thoughtful Thursday shout-outs and take your calls, questions, and comments as we begin to cruise into the weekend. Let's get started. It's December 2017 and time for your Tuesday Tech Talk Tip. We are revisiting a March 24th, 16 wave today. I love to go back because I keep all my waves archived. And when you want to archive files, how do you do it to keep them organized? Not just audio files, but your text files, your any type of pictures, anything you want to organize in a way that you can refer back and easily make that happen. I use what I call the file cabinet. It's a digital filing cabinet. It works just like a regular real metal file cabinet that you used to use back in the 50s in a regular office, and many offices still use these, where you open up the drawer, it's alphabetical or numerical in nature based on files, and the first area that you think of about that file is the place you should put it. So if it's alphabetical by client, you would put it in by their name. If it's by a case number or some other job number, you would do it based numerically. So you can convert all of your organizational skills to a digital format using that old school technique. Today, in the caption, I refer to that wave from March 24th on my blog post. So for those of you that like to embed waves in a blog post, you'll see how that works, as well as the blog that describes how the digital file cabinet is implemented. Like you to review it if you have an opportunity or a need, and if you have any questions, if you have any recommendations for this approach or a different approach to organizing your files, whether it's local or in the cloud, love to hear about it. You know what? It's Tuesday. Go out and make some waves.
Hey, Avi, I am looking into embedding a past Anchor broadcast. You know, not the live stream, because I'm on the Anchor website right now, and I see that I can embed what's going on in the last 24 hours into a website, but I want to embed a previous episode. Is that possible without going to iTunes and downloading the MP3 of a podcast and then uploading it to my site? I would much prefer an iframe, just so that people know that it came from Anchor. I think that would be cool. Any tips on that? Thanks.
This is your Tech Talk Tip for Thoughtful Thursday, 9/21/17. Have you ever wanted to embed a piece of Anchor into a blog post or web page or WordPress site or any type of web presentation so that people could actually listen to it without being an anchor? Well, I'm going to go through that with you right now, called embedding an episode. You'll want to embed episodes, not segments, because segments disappear in 24 hours. Episodes last forever. They're evergreen. Once you create an episode, all you need to do is click on the little icon next to the title that's a square with an upward arrow. When you do that, you have the option of copying the link to that episode. That link will be able to be shared anywhere you like, in any social media setting, in an email, whatever. But what you also have the opportunity to do is load that link into a browser. So I would suggest you email that link to yourself, because you're going to want to work on a web interface. Google Chrome is great on a Mac or PC. Once you load that link up in your Chrome browser, you will see a share option on the individual segment that you're listening to. In there, you'll see an embed code. It's an iframe source code. You'll want to select that entire iframe embed code and copy that. Now you can paste that in your web page. And if you do, in your blog, wherever you want to present that, as long as it accepts an iframe source code in the HTML section, you will now be able to listen to your episode in that particular page. It's great. I'm going to present in the comments section today a link to my latest blog post about protecting your identity, and you'll see how that embed code looks in a blog. And I use this on my webpage all the time for different segments. I have all of my beginner's guides to anchor on my Tech Talk Tips page on AskGavi.com. You'll see it. Actually, it's in my anchor archive page there. Many people have asked, where do you keep a lot of this stuff, Avi? And I'll do it in blog posts. I'll do it in my anchors archive. I'll do it in Tech Talk Tips. You'll see different pieces and links. But you can use links, URL links, and embed codes appropriately for your particular needs. If you have questions about this today, what do? You call in. You comment. You ask me questions. I give you answers. I've got the answers. It's the Tech Talk Tips, and it's Thoughtful Thursday. Let's talk about it. This is your Tech Talk Tip for December 7th, 2017. You may want to take advantage of what you heard my friend Art Castillo say yesterday in Arc Record with Friends. Didn't you love the tips that Art gave? They were absolutely amazing, and I started to think. I actually lost some sleep last night thinking about the possibilities. So right now, I'm recording with the same technique that Art relayed. I'm laying on my stomach with pillows in front of me against the headboard, and I have the comforter on the table, on the actual bed. But I did one additional thing that you may want to consider, and that is this. If you have an iPhone and you keep it in a case, I'd recommend you take it out of its case once in a while and look at the very bottom. There's a pinhole next to the 3.5 millimeter jack. That's your microphone port. And I can tell you this, if you ever stuff your phone in your pocket, guys, or ladies, if you keep it in a pocketbook or keep it in your pocket or move it somewhere where it can attract dust, lint, any type of debris, I suggest you take a small paperclip and gently inside that pinhole, scrape it a little bit. Get whatever gunk might be in there, because I can tell you what, over time, that little pinhole can attract some stuff that's like putting a muffler over your mouth, and you want to keep that pinhole nice and clean. That's what I did today. I wonder, is there a difference in the sound quality with your iPhone if you keep that little microphone pinhole nice and crystal clean? Okay? Take a look at that. Let me know what you find when you go and check that out. It's a good idea every once in a while to take the case off of your phone, clean the case, and clean around the perimeter of your phone. Make sure you have a good cleaner. I have one that I use. It's by a company called Monster Clean, and they have that option on Amazon. You can look up Monster and find it there, or in a local electronics store, you'll find a cleaner for your screen and get a nice microfiber cloth. Clean your phone. Make sure you can use it and you are able to get any obstructions while you're at it. Take a look at the speaker ports on the bottom, on the right side. Same type of pinholes, same type of possibility where you're actually enclosing and covering the quality of your sound. When you cover up the holes, guess what happens? You lose quality. You lose the ability for voice waves to get in and out of your phone. So take advantage of cleaning it once in a while. Let me know what you find. You find any obstructions in there? You pull out any amazing lint or some type of dirt? Don't gross me out too bad, but you can comment here, when's the last time you cleaned the little tiny holes on the bottom of your iPhone? This is an observation for Thoughtful Thursday, 12/7/17. I'm thinking about contests here on Anchor and in social media in general. And contests are often ill-received by people that are not participating in the contest. But I do believe there's a possibility we're missing an opportunity. Those of us that are not looking at the contest as a potential benefit to you as a member of the community. Number one, if you look at the goal
of the contest right now. The goal of this particular contest is to attract new listeners to your station. Now, what's so wrong with that concept? I love the idea. Now, if there's one new listener that comes into Anchor, they are not necessarily dedicated to one station. Whoever that new listener may be can listen to thousands of different stations, and that one listener counts as 1,000 listens to all of those stations, one listen per station. It's not that the first new person coming into the app is the only one that counts once. So there's a benefit for everyone to attract new listeners to the community and invite those new listeners to interact. Bring the new students into the school, attract them, invite them to listen to your station, you listen to their station, and make sure that you let them know that you appreciate the fact that they're here and you're here to help them. There's nothing wrong with that. Interact with the people that are actually attracting those new listeners. See what they're doing. What is it about those stations that they may be doing? Because I often say, I talked about Kevin Touch. Success leaves clues. What do you see as a pattern for those that have more new listeners than others? There's got to be a reason. Are they baiting the system? I don't think so. I mean, certainly, you can go out, create phantom accounts, and have all those phantom accounts listen to your station. What value does that have? Is that worth your time to do that? And do you think people are actually doing that? I don't think so. I think there's a positive. I like to look at things from a positive perspective. We could all put a negative spin on anything, but I do believe that the community is benefiting by having new members in the community, new voices, new approaches, new points of reference, and you too can take advantage of all new people. Go into the recent list. We do this on Welcome Wednesday. There's no reason we can't do this every day of the week. We can dedicate a portion of our time daily to inviting new people in that you see in the recent list to find out what they're about, find out if they have a common interest, and invite them to, you know, engage with you. That's a great way to get people started in the app. I'm sure you felt a warm and fuzzy when your first call-in came in. Why not pass on the favor? Do it for someone else and let them know how you appreciate the fact that they're here. I think you'll find some value in that. And I believe everybody wins if we take the right approach and the right attitude and have a great community. Appreciate you listening to this one. If you have any questions, hit me up. Love to hear your comments. And if you have a different point of view, I want to hear your point of view. Thanks. Call in. You know, it's just not fair. If you haven't called in yet, I've only heard part of the story. Why not press that call in button? Give me your opinion and we'll talk about it. Avi Uniglick here, your tech concierge, looking to hear your part. As you know, Art has me on a quest to get an incredibly easy and functional acoustic box that we can do recording in. And this one is done with some groundbreaking sound deadening material. Okay. I just spent $8.97 on a storage container at Home Depot. Okay, if you have sales tax, you'll pay whatever sales tax you have. But it lists for $8.97 on sale. I have a pillow at the bottom of this particular box with my tripod in front and the iPhone facing about 45 degrees downwards. I'm speaking to the glass, but there's a tendency for this box to create a nice echo chamber, but it's deadened. So it creates bass from my voice, and it's actually like, an amplification type system as well. And because it's plastic, it's creating just the right environment. I don't have any foam on the bottom. I don't have anything on top or the sides. You're going to see this picture because I'm going to post a link to an Instagram photo of this that I just took. And I want you to tell me, what do you think of this quality?
I'm feeling the bass just by doing the recording. So I'm sensing that this is going to sound quite impressive, given the fact I'm just using the iPhone 6S and no additional microphone, no additional amplification. I have the volume set at between 50 and 70% on this phone. I think it might just work. What do you think? I want to hear your opinion. Art commented on the fact that I should add a pillow to right and left side of the voice chamber, the Avcoustic chamber that I'm calling it now. And we'll see if that has a major difference, because I just added two small pillows to the right and left, and I'm speaking in between those pillows to see if it also, I can tell right now, there's more sound deadening with these two pillows than there was on the original recording. So Art, I thank you. And let's see how this one sounds. Testing. 1, 2, 3.